This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Kirby Smart is here. Thanks for waiting through that the longest commercial break in the roundtable history.
Well, I know my time is short because Gus and Nick are behind me, so I figured you're going to flush the Georgia guy out as fast as you can.
Hey, not in recruiting rankings anymore. Man, you're number one this past year.
Yeah, I tell you what, that doesn't go very far until you figure out how good they are. There's so much. Who evaluated that number one? You know,
we coaches. Did. The three of us?
Yeah.
That scares me.
I mean, was there – look, I know the goal was to win a national championship in year two. Was there any surprise that you ended up where you did last year?
I don't know that it was a surprise as much as the leadership we had on the team was really good, and the kids kind of bought in, and we got hot at the right time. We started playing better as the year went on and developed a young quarterback. So there's a lot of things that have to happen for things like that to happen, and it was good for us. I mean, we had a good run.
When Eason went out hurt and Fromm took over, In your mind, was that for the rest of the season? I mean, did that play out the way you thought it would, that Jake Fromm would take you the rest of the season?
Not at the time. I think at the time I was worried about App State, who had a really good defense and had played Tennessee really well the year before, and we were very concerned about their team. So it gave us a little momentum in that game, and I thought, well, this young guy came in and did a good job. But Jacob was going to get every opportunity to come back, and I thought he did. But I thought that Fromm kept improving, and that's what kind of put us over the top in the end, is the fact he got better game to game.
All right, you had to say goodbye to senior classes as a coordinator all the time, but as a head coach saying goodbye to the class that just left Athens, was that different? How it looked like it was very difficult for you to say goodbye to those guys, was it?
It's always hard. I mean, it really is. I actually feel like when you're a defensive coordinator, you have a more one-on-one bond with guys at times, but as a head coach, it was tough walking out there seeing guys that had bought into your program. You didn't necessarily recruit them, but they were bought into your program. And to see them walk away, and some of them in a tough fashion, it was hard. I mean, but you got to go on. And those guys have made a standard for the rest of our program that we're excited about.
We asked you last year at SEC Media Days how you're going to play both of these quarterbacks, and it worked out how it worked out. Yeah. Watching Jake Fromm last year, I mean, that guy got better and better. Absolutely love him as a player, as a competitor. I don't know how you get him off the field this year, but everybody talks about Justin Fields is the most talented guy, maybe most talented freshman quarterback we've seen in years.
He's our projected starter for you.
Oh, I've sure. I'm sure you guys.
Anything
you can stir up.
I'm Fromm over here. I'm team Fromm over
but
here.
But it's a great problem to have, Kirby, but how do you balance this thing out?
Well, you compete. I mean, you let guys come out and compete. I think sometimes you guys think that we just make a decision and just go with it. I mean, we do what happens in practice. We have scrimmages. We've got 25 practices before our first game. And we're excited about those opportunities to find out how much better Jake can get and how much better Justin can get. And both of them do a good job managing our team. Both of them great in the locker room. So I'm excited to see where they go.
I know how coaches work, but do you allow yourself, or did you allow yourself to look back? Because you had some amazing moments last year. I mean, that win at Notre Dame was huge for your fan base and your program, winning an SEC championship. Did you at least take time to savor that before you moved on?
Not really. I mean, when you go into recruiting from that last game to recruiting, it's bang, bang, and you got to go quick or you get left behind. I think a lot of the tours you go on, the speaking tours, the Bulldog clubs, you get reminded of a lot of those moments. But we don't need pats on the back right now. We got a long way to go this year.
Those are great wins, though.
Thanks for the pat on the back.
You seem like a guy that has very few fears, but you seem anxious about getting up here hitting a golf ball in front of this gallery here in
a
second.
That's a fear.
How come?
Because you never know who you might hit. I mean, there's fans out here. You know, the last thing I need is a waiver or liability. So I'm trying to make sure I hit it down the middle, and that's not something I get to practice. People talk about doing things in front of 93,000. Never have I swung a stick in front of 93,000. So.
You'll never top this moment. You probably heard about this, but years ago out here, Tim Brando hit a liner that hits the back of Stan White's head.
He almost killed Stan
Robert
White.
Yeah.
We almost lost Stan White.
Knocked Stan down, and I think
now
he had five
negative thoughts. See, there you go again.
Five and six stitches.
Bad thoughts in my head.
Yeah. We know you've got to get out there. You got to hit some balls, but
you want Lance coaching Rodrigo Blankenship.
Have him ready to go.
Yeah.
But we knew in your downtime before, you were watching a lot of Game of Thrones. What are you doing to get away from football now? when you get away for a minute?
Probably golf. I mean, when I get away from it, it's usually golf. And even then, it's on my mind a lot. But I enjoy the competitive nature of golf. I enjoy the fellowship you get to play with good friends. And that's I don't watch much TV.
Has the wagering gone up with the contract going up?
Absolutely not. I got to keep it low so my wife can have all that money.
As a Georgia coach, do you get to play Augusta National anytime you want?
Definitely not anytime you want.
How many times have you played it?
A couple. And it's an exciting place to play.
Your favorite hole there?
Special. Easily 12.
Yeah, hard to beat that one.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hit the green both times?
The water.
So you don't think
I got a little speed in me over there. Knocked it over there. But he conquered his fears. I couldn't quite do it.
You guys have got clauses in all contracts. You couldn't have built in, hey, if I win a national championship, I get to play certain amount
membership at Augusta.
No, I don't think they get those clauses. Those clauses are above my pay grade. But just enjoying the offseason and making sure that our team's in the right place is what I'm excited about.
Coach, thank you. Always great talking with you.
Y'all too, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Kirby Smart, man. Head coach, Georgia Bulldogs. Patient with his time, putting up with questions that Brown and LT would not ask Nick Saban.
He's going to play
whatever.
Well,
yeah. Whatever. See you, coach.
That was just for him to get away.
Hey, Ray Rockstar.
So true, they wouldn't have waited.
Yeah, he dropped the greatest line ever on us in the commercial break.
But Rockstar, he loved your Saban question.
What did he answer?
I don't know.
What did he answer?
No, he asked what Nick Saban answered. We told him, and he said Nick Saban is quote. Nick Saban's never seen Saturday Night Live. He didn't even know what Rockstar was talking about. That was what Kirby told us.
He's a national championship away from us not having him on the show anymore.
I don't know. I thought he was nicer to us today than he was last time. As Saber says, Kirby Smart's on. Get ready for best interview ever.
Yeah. Well, it didn't reach that level yet.
I can see his patience is waning.
The funny part is he thinks he's heading to the driving range right now, and I saw his schedule. He's not, so he's really about to be in a bad mood.
If he doesn't hit balls, really, his head's going to explode.
I know. But isn't that what makes these coaches so, like Matt Luke was dying to get out there and be competitive in a pro-am?
With the fear of failure. I mean, how embarrassing is it if you skull it off one in front of everyone?
Well, I mean, that's me, awful. I do it all the time.
Well, I mean, it's expected from guys like us.
Right. We're almost the class clowns.
But people will be talking about it. If Kirby Smart pulled a Tim Brando today and hit a spectator, people would be talking about it.
Yeah. All right, so that's Kirby Smart. A good recruiting class, best in the country by some people. But he tells you he didn't shy away from Justin's talent, though, did he? The quarterback?
I don't know how you get from off the field. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, but he's done this once. I mean, he's had to navigate that once and did it spectacularly, obviously navigated it all the way to the national championship game. So I've got confidence, Lance, they can navigate it again. What I don't know is Fields as good as Fromm.
Tell me this.
But if Fields is as good as Fromm, he's the one on the field.
They say he's better.
Well, I know they say.
And I watched the spring game, and, you know, it's just a spring game, as Cole tells me all the time. But you could tell the talent. But what I'm learning is almost these quarterback situations, they work themselves out almost, don't they?
It does feel that way,
it seems like we worry so much for 5-6 months, and then once the season starts – it becomes almost obvious.
Okay, well, you say that, and last year it did for Georgia with the injury, unfortunately for Jacob Eason. For Alabama this year, how does it work its way out? Well, I mean, look, I think Alabama's going to be fine ultimately, so it'll work its way out in that degree. Alabama's still going to win a lot of games.
I think it works its way out by the fact that Nick Saban's going to put the best quarterback on the field. He's going to keep the job, and the other one's going to have to decide, do I want to transfer? Do I want to graduate transfer? What do I want to do? I mean, I think that's how it's going to work itself out.
And with Alabama's schedule right now, it may be a situation where it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It works itself out that way. Play them both, it doesn't matter.
Maybe so. Hey, listen, if you haven't had a chance to check out Line of Fire in Moody, now is the time. They have the largest selection of all your favorite firearm brands, as well as knives, accessories, apparel, and more. The kickoff summer sales event right around the corner. Check out Line of Fire on Facebook or Instagram or online today, lineoffireguns.com. That's lineoffireguns.com.
John writes in, says, thank you for not asking how hard it is to scheme a defense for Jalen Hurts. I don't know if he's being sarcastic. Should we have asked that or not?
I think we saw they didn't struggle with it.
Yeah.
It was 13-0 at the half, and Alabama had like 80 yards of offense.
I think the question would have been,
tough was it to scheme one for the other one? Yes.
We stayed away from the second and 26 questions as well. You can jump in at Jock's Roundtable. I wasn't going to touch it.
Would have ended quickly.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. I wasn't going to touch it. I like our relationship with
you. Kirby, what would you hit on the course if you had second and 26? What if you'd ask him that?
What iron do you hit at 26?
Oh, Kirby.
Do your safeties play deep enough? Apparently not.
Kirby would be on the driving range right now, I can tell you that.
How about he's 100 yards away from us right now, and I'm still uncomfortable with us talking that loud with him that close saying that.
Do your safeties play deep enough? I need to get Avery safeties on a par three.
Where college football never ends.
The check is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.